This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, leading the league in podcasting entertainment.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. This is the Fast Break Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Anderson. Alongside me, as always, is Ricky Wimmer.
What's up, guys?
And Dave Oster.
Hey, everybody.
And today's a special one. We got graphics coming up. We got the 2016 NBA predictions. We're going to go through the East and give you all of our playoff teams. We're going to go with the West and give us all your playoff teams. And then we're going to go through the playoffs and give you a winner for the NBA Finals. We'll see what happens, and it should be fun.
We're not going to keep them on the hook. We're not going to say, oh, here's our final team.
We're
going to
tease
team.
You a little.
And we'll, you'll find out in a couple
gotta
months.
Got to build it up.
No. A couple months.
Well, we say who's in the finals now, and then by the finals, who's going to win.
No,
by
no,
Christmas.
No, no, no. We drop the knowledge now, yes. And then we get called out for it later.
Yes, and then we see how wrong we are.
Yep.
Yes. Dave, you want to start off with telling us how wrong you are? We're going to go with the West first.
We'll run through the West. I got my hype team at the bottom, the Timberwolves. I think they're going to sneak into the playoffs. Great additions this offseason. Cat drinking the Kool-Aid. He's phenomenal. I got the Jazz at 7. They're going to probably pick up a couple more wins. It's really kind of a make-or-break year for this organization, so I like to see them get a little bit better, but we'll kind of see on that. Timberwolves, they got that backcourt. They're phenomenal. I mean, they have so many weaknesses down low, and I think some teams may try to abuse them, so it's still good enough for the regular season, though. Look, let's be honest. CJ, Dame, it's easy. The Clippers, they're perennials. There's no question. They're always in the playoffs. They're never going to go anywhere, but they're always in the playoffs. The Rockets, the James Harden machine, he's going to go for that triple-double career average, like season average.
150 points per game.
150 points, no question asked. Dude, he's going to set records this year. I'm hyped for that. Spurs at 3, no real question there. They're just boring as shit. Thunder,
they're pretty low, but anyways, keep going.
At 3, I know, whatever, yeah, whatever. I got the Thunder at 2 because I think Russ is going to go revenge mode here.
That's Russ hype.
Yeah, he and James are going to go 1-2 for MVP this year. They're going to put up ridiculous numbers. I'm thrilled. And Warriors with our fuckboy Draymond Green kicking balls everywhere. He's going to be...
Just my natural motion.
I get help that Draymond, again...
I cut my leg on that.
In the preseason, going for the kicks again. Like, this man thinks he's a rock.
Crouching
tiger, like... It's like, what? Okay, you got clipped for a foul, and then just whip, bam!
Watch out, Alan Crabb.
Oh, my God.
Ricky,
yeah.
You want to give your 1-3?
Yeah, well, I mean, the one thing, the Rockets, I might have them low. I'm just throwing that out there. But starting at the bottom, got the T-Wolves. Love them. Going to be in the playoffs. Then I got the Grizzlies. This is a team that I think is going to stay a little bit more healthy this year. New pieces, new toys to play with. They'll make the playoffs. Here's the low one. The Rockets at 6.
Just because you hate
at
Harden.
At 6. It's not that I hate Harden.
You disrespect him from day one.
The only team I'd have them flop with maybe is the Blazers, who are at 5.
All right.
And then from 4 to the top, it's Thunder, Clippers, Spurs, and Warriors. Spurs, I thought about having lower. Thunder, I hate. I think the Clippers are going to play up this regular season, and that's why I have them at 3.
Yeah, the one thing that I kind of forgot about was the Grizzlies as a team in general. Because
I didn't forget. I hate them.
Well, see, I don't hate them, and I think that they're a good team.
Well,
they
can't take any more Jaeger bombs.
I think, honestly, the only way they don't make the playoffs is if they get injured a lot and if Fizdale doesn't live up to the hype, but I don't think he has that much hype surrounding him in general just because who's that pumped about David Fizdale?
I mean, it's Memphis.
I just got Memphis has been there. We've kind of seen what they got. The Timberwolves, I want to push them. I want them to be on that next level. I'm excited to see them. So that's why I gave them that edge.
But I wouldn't even be surprised if the T-Wolves didn't make the playoffs, though I have them
at
8.
That's same.
That's exactly with my playoffs. Is Memphis is most likely going to make it. But let's run down mine. No surprise at the top. We got the Warriors. The Spurs, again, they're an older team, but they still won 67 games last year, so it's hard not to put them at 2.
Yep.
3, I got Revenge Russ at 3 with the Thunder. 4, I got James Harden and the Machine at 4. 5, I got the Trailblazers. 6, I have the Clippers. I think that they're still going to be good enough to make the playoffs. I think that they just might fall off a little bit and go through some injuries because obviously Chris Paul was injured during the playoffs. Blake Griffin, they seem like they've been dealing with injuries, so I feel like they might have a slow regular season. 7, I have the T-Wolves. Apparently, I'm the highest on the T-Wolves, and I think I'm pretty actually confident
who
in them
you got
it.
At 8. That's only because who you got at 8,
well,
let's be honest.
I'm pretty confident that making the 7th seed because, I mean, Cat looks stupid good.
Yeah, but Wiggins from a 29-win team to a 44, 43.
I think they can make the jump.
You might need more
I think
than
they can make the jump, to be honest
with you. That's how I'm going.
It's not a 41-41.
It is. It is. That's what made it last year.
Okay. I'm thinking
41-41 made it last year for the Rockets.
I'm thinking of the East where it used to be like teams under 500
yeah.
used to
Yeah, we
it.
Used to be able to give away
37
that.
Wins to get in there, yeah. Well, one thing that I'm kind of looking at here is I'm kind of looking at the Bulls in 2007 to 2008 when they make that jump. They went from 33 wins to 41 wins. I think they could possibly do it. Or even 2009 to 2010 when they brought in Thibodeau, they went from 41 wins to 62. So well, I feel like they can make the jump with Tibbs.
Yeah. So yeah, it's hard to disagree with that.
I'm confident in the T-Wolves. They're probably going to be wrong, and the Grizzlies are probably going to make it over one of these teams, either the Timberwolves, who I have at 7, or the Utah Jazz, I have at 8. I believe in the Jazz. I think that they're a well enough team to make this. I think their pride jerseys are terrible with the sleeves. It basically looks like a soccer team.
Whatever.
But,
you hate it.
But I think that possibly it's going to be the Jazz or the Grizzlies at the 8th seed there. But let's talk real quick. What team is kind of the most surprising that you heard from either one of us?
I think the Rockets being as high as a top
really?
Four. Yeah.
What
because,
was that?
Like, the 1-2 with Dave, the Thunder being 2 at first, I can see it. Mm-hmm. But then I had to go Warriors Spurs because the thing I thought of was, at first I wanted to put the Spurs down to 4. I wanted to put the Clippers and the Thunder above them.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? Yeah, they lost Timmy D. Yeah, they lost Flappy Ear McGee.
Boban.
And I was like, you know what? They're not going to take that big of a step back. They're a well-coached team. They're a well-oiled machine. And Popovich knows how to manage his players for an 82 season. Number mm-hmm. two team mm-hmm. behind the super team. Then it got tricky. I think the Clippers are going to step up this year. I think that guys like Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, maybe playing for auditions somewhere else in the future.
Have you given any credence to the or validity to the possible trade rumors of renting Rudy Gay for the season?
For the Clippers?
Yes.
At this point, if it's going to help you, why not?
They need a small forward.
That's been their kryptonite all along.
But
the initial discussion was, you know, is it worth a first-round pick for a one season of Rudy Gay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's – I mean, it's this Clippers team. They have to decide, are you going to move forward? Because if you do that, that's your mortgaging the future. And if you have a chance of people walking on you,
I think the future
is now. It's a big step to take.
The future is now, because if you guys don't do anything, the thing with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin that they both have – similarly in their contracts is they could be gone after this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have early terminations.
Yeah, but think about how much of a catastrophe that could be if everybody walks on you after you get up here first.
It's one of those things of how, like, the only thing that would make that a bad move is if you play the Warriors and then lose.
Yeah.
Because the Warriors are the team where you got, like, with the Clippers, you got to get through everyone else, Rockets, Spurs, Thunder. I'll even throw the Rockets in there. Mm-hmm. You got to get through them. Then you got to play the super team.
Mm.
And, I mean, to me, I'm high on the Clippers this year, as you guys will see later. I think they're going to step up a little bit this year. However, it's going to be interesting to see what Dave said. Do Russ and Harden just ball out?
Well, that's the thing. I think that the reason I have the Rockets so high and the Thunder so high is because it's a star-driven league. We talked about this so many mm-hmm. times in our positional rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's a star-driven league, and you have one of the best players in the league in James Harden and Russell Westbrook, and you don't need that much around them because they can do so much by themselves. But even with the Rockets added, you add a guy who can shoot like Ryan Anderson. You have a guy who can shoot like Eric Gordon.
I think, love the addition of Ryan Anderson.
Yeah.
I think he absolutely makes this offense deadly. And, I mean, we joked about it, like 150 a game. They're probably going to be averaging about 110, 115, no doubt. Like,
yeah.
And dead serious, that will be their average this year. And I'm excited. I seriously think James Harden will average a triple double. I think it's gonna be incredible.
Who's more likely to average triple double, Russ or James Harden? I don't think we ever had this discussion.
I think Harden is because of the excellent shooting around him. Russ has to work with bigs, and
Russ has more pieces.
Yeah, but that's high percentage right there. Those are high percentage shots. Those take
but it takes them a little more time to set up. You lose the assist if they have to bounce it around a little. You know.
Yeah, but Russ is going to take people away from the basket. They're going
to
be wide open.
I'd
for
like
a dunk.
To think so, but we'll see. Know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Either way, you can't go wrong. It's one of those who says no.
Yeah, you're taking Harden. Who are you taking?
And the big thing that I'm going to take Russ. I think that he's going to be I'll take Russ for end of the season success. I'm going to take James Harden for the stats. That's how I'm going to do it. Because Russ has he has Adams. He's got Cantor. He's got Oladipo. He's got Sabonis if he comes and develops in his first mm-hmm. year. He's got pieces around
him.
Kyle Singler. The worst.
Don't sleep on him.
The worst what? Shooting guard is he? Small forward. Whatever. He was the worst in our rankings. But with the Rockets, I just feel like I asked myself the question, James Harden, are we going to look at him and go, great regular season, but he's not a guy to lead a team to a championship. He's not a guy to do this. And that's why, like, in the 1 through 8, is 4 a little bit high for me? Yeah, only because I'm a little bit higher on the Clippers.
Yep.
But I could see it. But then it's like, okay, what are you going to do after that 4? That's the big question with James Harden. Can you lead a team because you left the Thunder because you wanted the big paycheck? Well, if you want that big paycheck, you got to earn that you are a star and you can lead a team to a ship.
That's the one thing with the Clippers is that I just feel like that they are – I just feel like injuries are going to hurt them, and that's why they're going to – that's why they're so low at 6. Is I just feel like something isn't going to go their way in the regular season, and that's why they'll slip down. I don't think they're a bad team.
They're a cursed team.
Yeah.
In the NBA, they are a cursed team. It's injury. It's a guaranteed thing. It's like clockwork.
I don't think that the pieces they have right now are enough to get them over the hill. And we've talked about this multiple times.
They're the wrong pieces. Like they've got great.
They have great
players,
pieces. Yeah.
Super talented guys, but like when you try to put it all together, like something's off. Like you feel like they're just like nope. We got no corner piece, or we got something's missing.
Yeah, it seems like you bought a puzzle and it's like 101 pieces when you need 102.
And it's gonna be interesting too with the Rockets how Dan Antoni kind of transfers into this head coaching role. Because the one thing I'll say, I'm going to use the Warriors, the Spurs, the Raptors, and the Cavs, the four teams from the conference finals last year. Spurs, the Spurs and the Warriors, two well-coached teams.
Yeah.
Two of the best coaches in the league. The Cavs, I may give them all the shit in the world, but Ty Lue stepped up.
LeBron James.
And they've got the most mature player in the NBA right now. The best player in the NBA, LeBron James. You even look at the Raptors, Dwayne Casey.
Did you say best player in the NBA?
Yeah. Dwayne Casey is not a pushover, and they are a well-coached team.
Yeah.
They're a well-coached team.
To be argued. I believe Dwayne Casey wasn't in our top four of coaches either.
Is he not a top four coach?
I don't think he was in a top 10 coach.
But he is still a quality coach, and that's the thing that this team needs. They either need Dan Antoni to step in and be a quality coach, or they need James Harden to say, hey, you know what? You have to develop, and you have to mature into that leading role.
Quality coach that was ranked 15 in our rankings.
I mean, maybe a little disrespectful
wasn't
for
my rankings.
Eastern Conference Finals. No, I don't disagree with you. I think that D'Antoni has a lot of making up to. I mean, he's had a lot of failure in the past. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we saw success out of him. So I think right now he's got absolutely a loaded team. He can run an offense that is going to be super high-powered.
Pick and roll,
flying fuck, and you're going to just outscore everyone. The thing with them is conditioning, because D'Antoni's offense, you watch guys out there, and they just, by the fourth quarter, they're just
gassed.
Walking. They're completely gassed. And for an 82-game season, that's my concern. Is I don't know if the Rockets are conditioned well enough. James Harden had issues with this in the past. I hope he comes in this season really good shape. And that's the only thing that's going to concern me.
He's always been taking off defensive plays, though. So, I mean, he will get a break.
Then that's like
he'll
a staple in this 20, offense.
He'll at least
I
get
mean,
like a 24-second break. So, but one thing I do want to say is we all have six of the same teams. Our top six teams are all the same, just different order. Yep. We all have the Warriors. We all have the Thunder. We all have the Spurs. We all have the Rockets. We all have the Clippers and the Trailblazers in our top six. It's that bottom two. Out of a team that didn't make it into our playoffs here, I didn't have the Grizzlies. I think they can make it in. What other teams are on the fringe of this Western Conference that we possibly might see make the playoffs in the bottom
half? The Mavericks.
The Mavericks.
They were the one where I looked at last year and I said there were three teams that I looked at for those last two spots. Mavericks, Grizzlies, Wolves, and Jazz. So the four teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, Jazz, like, yeah, you were close last year, but I think the Timberwolves get a jump on you this year. With the talent that they have, and I love their head coach. I love Thibs. He's a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
But then I look at the Grizzlies to the Mavericks. I think the Mavericks lost more than the Grizzlies gained, and the Grizzlies' biggest thing last year was health. I don't think they get bit by the injury bug as bad as they did last year. And that's why I chose them over the Mavericks for that seventh seed.
Yeah, I don't think the Mavericks are in my discussion here at all. To me, I have three teams. It's the Timberwolves, it's the Jazz, and it's the Grizzlies. And I think that the Grizzlies will just miss out just because of injuries. Because, I mean, if looking at their team, Zebo's still fantastic down low. Marc Gasol's still great. It went healthy. I know he's been dealing with a little bit of a I think he got like a little bit of a trip up in the preseason. I think he got hurt for like a couple quarters or something like that. Mm-hmm. Mike Conley's still one of the top point guards in the league.
But then you get Chandler Parsons.
I was going to get to him. Chandler Parsons, a great shooter here.
I know.
And people saying, well, what did this coach say? He's like LeBron James. or just smaller.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Something like just that. Just smaller. But I think that the injury bug will hurt them because Chandler Parsons does have injury problems. Marc Gasol obviously coming off an injury last year. Zebo is getting older. I think they're going to deal with that a lot. Dave, what are the teams that are your fringe?
Yeah, no, I'm in the same boat. It's the reason I don't want to repeat anything, so I'm just going to go out and eliminate, like, Sacramento is going to get wins because Boogie's one of the best center, the second best to Cornu this season, and it's easy. Mm-hmm. Denver, I think, is a team who will be close, but they're still going to be on the outside looking in, and the Pelicans still have yet to build anything around Anthony Davis, and that's the biggest disappointment because Anthony Davis, we've been heralding, you know, for the last 3 years as this is the guy who's going to take the reins over once LeBron James is done. And we've watched him year after year not be able to stay healthy, mm-hmm. and watch him have shit teammates to the point where he can only carry you so far. And they went out and got Buddy Hield this season. Everybody is telling him as this is a guy who's going to be rookie of the year. He's going to get all the opportunities in the world to take wide open shots. And I mean, it's a small step that could work. We don't know yet, but it's not enough to get them in the playoffs. They didn't make enough good moves in this offseason. So, honestly, I'm just going to shit on other teams.
Yeah, and the final thing I want to say before we move to the Eastern Conference is I'll take the other Kentucky center. I think Karl-Anthony Towns has more teammates around him. We saw that Anthony Davis can lead his team to close to a playoff bid when I think it was 2014, 2015 when he was fully healthy. Mm-hmm. They were closer on the fringe of making the playoffs. That's when KD got hurt and Russ was trying to lead him back. I think that Karl-Anthony Towns has that same magic that Anthony Davis does, but then you add the fact that you have Tom Thibodeau, you add the fact that you have Andrew Wiggins, you have the fact that you have Ricky Rubio, you have the fact that you have all these players like Zach LaVine, Shabazz Muhammad on this team. That's going to get them to the playoffs, and that's why I have the Timberwolves there. Dave, let's go to the Eastern Conference now. Who are your 1-8?
All right, so 1-8 for the East it's kind of fun because, you know, the West seems like, oh, we've got like 7 teams that are all staples.
Yeah.
It's boring. The East starts the same top. It's Cavs, and then
shocker.
It gets, I know, shocker.
And then
LeBron
it gets
James.
Interesting.
Then it gets interesting because you got the Pacers, who I think we all are really happy with what they've done this offseason, bringing the pieces around Paul George, really going for it this year. I got the Raptors slipping a little bit to 3. I think that their team, they're static. They haven't done mm-hmm. anything, and I feel like they may have been a little exposed as to how you beat the Raptors. So this regular season, they're still going to be pretty successful, but just a little step back. Pistons at 4, I think we've all hype trained there. We're going to form a fucking wall. They just hired a 6'7 center to their team because Stan
six,
Van...
6'7?
I'm sorry, a 7'6.
There you go.
Jeez, I keep... 6'7 sounds
six,
reasonable.
Seven's huge.
Well, the problem is 6'7 sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
And that's why it's normal to say.
Well,
but
a 7'6
is just confusing as hell.
A 6'7 center would be kind of small.
It would be. It would be extremely. So, yeah, they're going to form a fucking wall up there. you got the Celtics at 5. I'm not totally bought in on Celtics. Like, that's if you watch any of our videos, that's my one where I'm a little iffy.
It's your bugaboo.
I don't totally buy into Isaiah Thomas yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's fantastic, but I just...
What the fuck is a bugaboo?
Wow. Wow. Bugaboo?
Yeah, so, yeah,
so. Oh, no, I know it. He doesn't.
What does that mean? What the...
Go ahead, Dave.
It's an old reference. You'll learn. We'll teach you, young one. So, yeah, I don't totally buy in on Celtics. Maybe we'll go more in depth on that. No. Then they got the Hawks at 6 because Dwight...
I got it from stepbrother.
Jesus Christ. So Dwight's going to kill it. Yeah, Dwight's going to kill it down there. I think they've got the shooting still. I think Korver will have a bounce back season.
Yeah.
I got the Knicks at 7 because this team has so much talent. They're either going to implode, it's going to be amazing, or they're going to do really good, and it's going to be amazing. It's win-win.
Like, they're going to implode, which will probably happen.
Derrick Rose celebrated more at the fact that he got off, you know, out of legal trouble before the season started. I think that's huge for this team because...
Hey, he's got to take it easy on the Jazz.
You're right.
Disgusting.
But he's got to take... The good thing is he can kind of put that behind him now. He can focus solely on basketball, solely on that next big contract.
He was focusing on basketball? Besides the point. He was focused on basketball anyways.
Nah,
he wasn't caring
Who's
about off
seed?
The court.
And the 8th seed, I got the Wizards with a healthy Bradley Beal. John Wall going to do the John Wall.
That's the biggest question. We'll go right into mine. That's my biggest question. The Wizards. I wanted to put them in. I can't because of the injury questions. I think that...
And
because
you're Homer.
I think that they're not...
Yeah, tell me what your 8 seed, Rick.
I had the Bulls at 8 just because, fuck you, I'm a Bulls fan, and I'm putting them at 8. That is a reasonable prediction.
It's
reasonable prediction.
There's 12 teams.
If I can put the Knicks at 7, you can put the Bulls at 8.
I know.
Honestly, the teams that are out of playoff contention already in the East are just the Nets and the
Sixers.
And the Sixers.
Hey, man. don't sleep on our boy Jalen. He is putting up points.
What about the Bucks?
Don't sleep on Bojan Bogdan. Don't sleep on any of them.
I'm just going to say all of them.
Our 10 starter team in Orlando. You got the Bucks in Milwaukee.
We know. Anyways.
But the rest of mine is, it's pretty down pat. I mean, Cavs, Raptors at 2. I like the Celtics, so I have them at 3. The Pacers at 4. Pistons 5. Hornets 6. Hawks 7. My two biggest keys were, I mean, I wanted to put the Pacers at 2 like Dave did, but I wasn't as ballsy as Dave. I went, they're going to be a good team. I think the Raptors are still going to be the 2 team. And then I was like, with the Celtics.
I'm all about changing up things. Like, I'm sick of stable teams, and I think that the Pacers made enough moves to make it worthy.
I think what we see this year is kind of something similar we saw last year. I think the Cavs get 1. Cavs and Raptors are 1-2. Maybe the Raptors rival the Cavs for 1 like they tried to last year. Then 3 through 4, my Celtics, Pacers, Pistons, those teams all duke it out. Maybe a game tied, maybe 2 games, game and a half down the stretch. They are all jockeying for position 3, 4, 5. Then Hornets, Hawks, Bulls.
Yeah, I'm pretty similar. I think it's going to be a tight East all around because I think the Cavs are going to kind of pull what the Spurs did a little bit and kind of take off a couple games with LeBron. So and they really don't try that hard in the regular season. We saw that. I think they only won 57 games last year. I have the Cavs number 1, though. I mean, I still think they're going to lock up the number 1 seed. Number 2, shout out to my boy Riley. I'm a believer in adding Al Horford. I think Isaiah Thomas will keep up the production. Brad Stevens is one of the best coaches in the NBA. I'm believing in the fucking hype train. Dave, suck it. I'm taking the Celtics, even though it's probably going to be the Pacers. I think I have the Pacers too low, but I'm going to go with it. Shout out to Riley.
I can respect it. I made a bold call.
I'm going Celtics too. Number 3, I got the Pistons. I think the Pistons are a young, up-and-coming team. I think they are absolutely fantastic.
They're loaded.
They're loaded and young, and that's what's going to help them because, you know, teams like this, usually veteran teams come on later on in the season. I think the Pistons are going to be hot to start this season, like absolutely on fire, and they're going to just take honestly, they might be the second seed near the end of December.
The Pistons are basically like a year in front of the Timberwolves to me.
Yeah,
they've got a ton of really young, talented guys who are all growing and learning together with a great veteran head coach.
Real quick, why aren't the Timberwolves in the East? That doesn't make any sense regionally.
They needed to redraw some lines.
Yeah, just saying. It bugs me. But anyways, I have the Pistons 3. Shout out to our boy Anthony. I'll take the Pistons at 3. He runs a Pistons blog. I'll take the Pistons. I'm a believer in the hype train. I'm a believer in the wall.
I hope you're throwing out a shout out for this next team.
I will.
He's just pouring himself out here.
You can't forget Venji.
I can't forget my buddy Venji. I can't forget Venji, even though I think the Raptors suck and I think that they are completely overhyped.
I'm sorry looking about the Blue Jays, Venji.
I'll say this. I think DeMar DeRozan is one of the most overrated players in the NBA. I don't think that he's a typical NBA player, and I don't think that he is a star in the NBA. People are saying Kyle Lowry's a star. I don't think Kyle Lowry's a star at all. I think that he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. I think Kyle Lowry's the best player on this Raptors, but I don't think Kyle Lowry is going to get you to the second seed in the East again. I think that everyone's made improvements. I probably should have the Pacers at 4. I have the Pacers at 5. I think they're a fantastic team. 6, I have the Hawks. Some team from that Southeast needs to make it, so I'll take the Hawks out of anyone. I'll take the Hornets as well, who's my 7 team, but I kind of did that reluctantly. Mm-hmm. And 8, I'll take the Knicks. And I put the Wizards, maybe, in parentheses. But I think that the Knicks will end up squeaking it out, and I think that Melo and Joakim Noah and D. Rose, using their veteran craftsmanship, will push them into the playoffs.
Well, I mean, the weirdest thing about the East, when I look at the East this year from East to West, the biggest difference is for that maybe 7-8, but more for that 8 seed. There's just more teams in the East vying for it.
Yeah, that's
the
what
Knicks,
we say, yeah.
The Bulls, the Wizards. I'm even going to throw the teams like the Magic,
the Hornets,
the Bucks,
the Wizards.
Well, the
there's so many teams.
Hornets, Hawks might be that 6-7
like
team.
We didn't even mention the Heat.
Yeah,
their overpaid Tyler Johnson.
I don't know. I feel a little bad.
Tyler Johnson?
I'm just saying he's overpaid.
Let the boy have his money.
Overpaid, though.
Let the boy have his money.
Go ahead, Dave.
I'm just a little shaky on the Hornets. Like, I wanted to put them in the playoffs, but I've got them just missing.
It's because they lost Jalen.
No, I mean, it wasn't just solely that loss, but I look at the Knicks, and I see how much talent they have. Mm-hmm. Like you rattled off names. Didn't even mention KP. Like Porzingis.
No, I didn't. I was talking more veteran.
I know.
You again, yeah. Dave. Like we gotta go over the saying his name wrong. Thank you.
I know it's Porzingis. Trust me, I'm the one who started this shit. I was the one who was the early adapter. I was drafting. I was like, this is the guy to go with.
I've become the Porzingis police. So I'm gonna police it.
Hey, Phil said 3-year project. Fuck that. He was ready now.
Keep going.
He just set the expectations. So yeah, I got the Hornets just missing out on the playoffs. I love the Knicks team. I think they're going to be super entertaining. I think they've found guys who will fill in well.
But does Derrick Rose stay healthy?
Doesn't even matter.
That's the
Did
thing.
Did you see Brandon Jennings out there? Brandon Jennings, everybody shits on Brandon Jennings for being super inefficient, for being a guy who just is super selfish. He was absolutely just dropping passes that were just like, that can't be Brandon Jennings. That looks like some Ricky Rubio shit over there. That looks like that can't be him. Mm-hmm. But like behind the back, no look shit. Like he looked phenomenal and he looked comfortable in that offense. And now it feels like the triangle isn't our god. We can do other
things.
Well,
they're going to use the triangle in certain situations.
In certain situations. That's a huge step back from where Phil was early on, where
Phil
it was like the triangle
finally
god.
Learned it out that kids these days can't learn the triangle.
Yeah, he just outright admitted.
They're not grown up like us, Sean. Yeah. Kids like you guys can't learn the triangle.
So, no, I got the Knicks higher, and it's just I got Milwaukee on the outside. Thon Maker, the 33-year-old hype machine. I mean, hey, this man.
People get upset
gonna,
when we make that
I
joke.
Know.
He's going to average like 10 fouls a game.
10 fouls, 10
I
rebounds.
I know he can only get 6, but yep. Yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, the Knicks can make it, the Bucks can make it, the Magic can make it, the Wizards can make it, the Bulls can make it, the Hornets can make it,
I want
the
you
Hawks,
to tell
and,
me
and
how
even
the Magic can make yeah. it.
Hey, we keep saying they have 10 starters. That's more than any other team.
I feel like Alfred Payton has to step up this year.
Yeah, he does.
This is his chance.
You need to find a scorer, too. And Fournier needs to be that scorer for you.
He
you need
go
a guy,
he's efficient. He just needs more shots.
You need a guy who can score 20 for you. Fournier can do it. What they need to do is for him to actually do it. Vucevic is good offensively down low, but what I look at this team is more of a defensive team. So
they are.
Really you're going to rely on Fournier and Vucevic for your main scoring. I don't know if those two can actually do that for you. And plus the fact with 10 starters, are they going to get enough minutes to get that enough scoring? Are they going to get enough shots for that scoring? I think that's going to be the problem with the Magic.
You know who the one guy I want to focus on for the Magic this year that he's got to step up?
Draymond Green.
Mario Hezonja. Yeah, Hezonja's got to step up. To me, he was the guy.
Well, that's the reason they traded Oladipo, so he can finally get minutes.
When they drafted him, it was like, okay, this kid coming over from overseas, he's going to do really well. And I was kind of like, okay, I guess he's there.
Well,
we overhyped him a bit.
No, he never got minutes because
Oladipo was right behind Oladipo.
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem. They had a lot of jamming back there, and now they're jamming the big man. but still, the Magic, they have pieces there. They have a great coach in Frank Vogel. I just think that it's going to be too much, and they won't know what to do with it, and that's going to be the problem for the Magic.
No, it is. And like the Magic, the Bucks, I think you guys are close, but you're not going to compete. I think really when it comes down to it, that 8th seed is between Wizards, Bulls, and Knicks.
One team I want to talk about, though, is the Heat.
Yeah,
they
totally off the board.
Three seed last year. Now they're completely off the board. None of us had the Heat making it, and obviously we know what they lost. But is there any chance the Heat make it in your eyes?
Maybe like a right now. I'm going to put, and this is going to be really low. I'm sorry, Miami fans. 25%.
That's a lot. Because I'm going to just flat out say like there's like a very 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 slim chance they get in.
I'm saying at this point, beginning of the season, because.
Yeah, I'm closing down like 10% off the start.
Okay. Look, I thought 25 was going to be a little low.
No, because be realistic when you look at this team. Hassan Whiteside, fantastic defensive presence, can jump out the building, and he is very successful.
He's DeAndre Jordan.
The benefit is he's very good without Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
Like that was when he had his most success. So they can rely on him down low. The problem is you have Justice Winslow and James Johnson. And Winslow, everybody was like, oh, steal the draft. The guy's so fantastic. Look, I'll be honest. He's just an average NBA player.
Ricky would
like,
redraft him at 2.
I know.
No, I was so hyped.
And honestly,
not so hyped anymore.
Very average year. I mean, he's got potential to prove, but at this point, it just, all right, this dude's a dude to stand in. Deion Waiters, we've seen him at his worst.
Quote, this dude's a dude.
Yeah, this dude's a dude. Quote me on that shit.
This dude's a dude. I'm a dude. He's a dude.
Stop.
Boy, you don't you like
Dave, keep
Keenan
going.
And Cal?
Dave.
Deion Waiters, we've seen the worst. We've seen when it gets hot. Unfortunately, one more than the other. It's going to be bad.
it's just
going to be bad. And Tyler Johnson, rookie, covered it. He's overpaid, and we'll see if he what he can actually do out there. I just don't think this team is going to put up 35 wins.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to put all of that into a bottle and make it even simpler.
Yep.
Luau Deng, D Wade, Chris Bosh. That's a lot of veteran leadership. Joe Johnson. Fine, four. You're giving me more ammo to my gun. Four veterans. This team doesn't have the veteran leadership. That's why they're not going to make the playoffs.
All right, and I think that it's kind of similar in the West, too, where we have all the Celtics, the Pistons, the Raptors, the Pacers, and the Cavs in our top five teams. And then, really, that's 6 through 7 through 8. And obviously, we talked about how many teams are able to make it. Any team that from that 6 to 7 to, like, the 12 that aren't in the playoffs, is there any team that might be able to jump over a team like the Celtics, the Pistons, the Raptors, the Pacers, the Cavs? Or is that 5 set in your mind?
The Knicks, maybe. Even though I have them out, and I think they are not going to make the playoffs, I think Derrick Rose is going to get injured again, and I think this team down the stretch isn't going to be like they could do very much what you thought the Pistons are going to do, come out like a bottle rocket, and then when we get middle of the season, kind of slow on down.
I think this team needs some time to figure out how they're going to flow as an offense. They've got a lot of options, a lot of guys who were greedy, who now need to learn to be less selfish. Look, Carmelo, if Carmelo can learn to pass the ball, anybody can. That's why I have faith in them. Because, look.
Even James Harden.
Harden's going to average 11 assists this year. 10-11, no problem.
He's passing, but with like a lot of regret.
All the Ryan Anderson.
With a lot of regret. Passing with regret. That's like James Harden's book.
That's his autobiography.
Passing with regret.
He's like, God, he's open. It's an assist, right? It's an assist.
That went in, right?
But the Knicks are that team where I think they
just need time to figure things out.
Well, to me, the Pistons at 3, that's... Why? The Pistons are, like...
Fuck off, Ricky. Why?
No. If they were at 3, I wouldn't disagree with it. Because I'm like, man, they have a lot of young talent. They have potential.
Yeah.
I just don't think that young talent's going to make that next step and get up there because
they were the team that played the Cavs the hardest.
Last year there was a 4-game difference between 8 and 3.
But there's a difference between
think about that
7-game series and an entire season. There's how many times have we said, "Oh, well, this team great in the season, but when they get to the best of 7 series, they couldn't handle it."
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, and with that case, played their hearts out in the best of 7, but the season's different. I like teams like the Celtics. I think that the top 4, Cavs, Raptors, Celtics, Pacers, are locked. The Hornets and Hawks and Bulls and the Wizards, I don't think that they're going to do anything. It's the only thing that will knock the Pistons back, like in my rankings, Pistons go down, Hornets go down, Hawks go down, Bulls are out, is if the Knicks ball up.
Yeah,
and Derrick Rose is a contract year.
Super team, baby.
Porzingis becomes
super team of
the
East.
Super Saiyan mode, and Joakim Noah stays healthy. This team, if they ball out, could be a team to break that top 5. Even though I have them out,
You're sleeping on the Pistons because this team. It's not like they're.
Oh, I'm not saying they're not good.
Ron Stewart, Sean.
They are a young team, right? A very young team with a lot of young pieces, but this isn't a team that's putting it all together. They're rookies. They're finally coming together and play. We saw what they can do last year, and they are just getting older, and they are just getting better, and they are just getting stronger. That's what I believe, too. And if you look at this, Van Gundy, he's a great head coach. So they have the coaching. They have the veteran head coach. They have great young players that have a ton of chemistry already. Tobias Harris obviously gelled immediately when he came in. Now you're just giving him more time to work with him in the offseason. They have a lot of depth on that bench. I just think that this might be a team that can beat teams athletically, and that's really what's dominating the NBA today is because Andre Drummond's so athletic. Tobias Harris is so athletic. Reggie Jackson is so athletic. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is so athletic.
Andre Drummond needs to start shooting underhand for those free throws, though.
Yeah, they might lose a couple games because of Andre Drummond's missed 20 free throws, but still...
Just between the legs, granny style.
Just do it. But still, even
a little backward spin on it.
Even Stan John, I think this team can be great From,
did you
from
just call the Manimal Stan John?
He did.
Stan
okay.
Johnson.
Okay. We got Stan Van, Stan John.
Yeah, Stan John. I think this bench can be very good. I think that Stan Johnson. Stan Johnson.
He's a man now.
Henry Ellison.
I'm 40.
All right, Mike Gundy. Stan John. Boban, I think that Henry Ellison as well. I think this bench will be great. I think they brought in Aaron Baines, I believe, as well. They brought in a lot. Who's your boy?
Ish too. Thank you.
Ish too.
Did you see his eyes?
Thank
right
you.
Oh, Ish.
I forgot they brought him in. Ish. I think that this Pistons team is well put together. I think that this bench can be great. I think this starting lineup proved that they can be great last year.
And that's why I said if they do get to your three, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. And that's,
you said they were high. You were like, yeah. The Pistons.
As of right now, it's a little high, but I wouldn't be surprised.
The East is close. I said, it was four games decided between 3 and 8 seed. Mm-hmm. So I have no doubts in the fact that the Pistons are going to be locked in the playoffs. They've got too much talent to fail, like too big to fail, right? Banks, you know. I don't know. My money is still on this Knicks being the upset team of the playoffs. Like that, they can spoil some people's fun.
It's time.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's the playoff time.
Oh, no.
Time for playoffs. All right, boys.
It's going to get a little awkward in here when I'm wrong.
Dave, you ready?
All right.
Dave.
7 months from now, be gentle.
Playoffs.
Run us through this bracket. Start in the West.
All right, Russ. You done? You done about
achieving? I was waiting for him to get done.
It was a drum roll.
It was a loose drum roll.
It was a drum roll. I'm not a drummer.
Gotta tighten up those sticks, boy.
Shut up.
There we go. All right, so we're going round one in the West. I got Warriors over Wolves. No contest there. That's just...
Unfortunately, yeah, unfortunately.
Look, I'm hyped. I give you the benefit of making the playoffs. Be happy. Don't get angry at me now. I got the Rockets over the Clippers because I love James Harden so much.
Do you have a poster of James Harden in your house?
I don't. I
we
have no posters.
Get him one.
I got no posters.
We do.
But look, it's outside
Patreon,
shooting.
Patreon, you give the Patreon, we will get Dave a poster.
It's the outside shooting that kills him. And I'm going to watch that series because it's going to be nothing but threes between CP3, J.J. Redick, James Harden. Like, it's going to be so awesome. I got Spurs over the Blazers because I think they're going to just manhandle them down low. Up front, they'll be good enough to contain. Like, Dame's still going to go up for like 27 a night probably. But
the front
court. Because they can destroy the front court, it's going to be over. And I got Thunder over the Jazz because it's Revenge of the Russell. So, that's what I got for round one. I'm going to go over to the East now. I'm going to flip-flop it 1-1. In the East, I got Cavs over the Wizards. I mean, it's LeBron James. I got the Pistons over the Celtics. I think the Pistons are a deeper team. I like them. And like you said, they're more athletic. The Celtics are completely, I don't want to say completely driven by Isaiah, but like this team runs through him. And if he doesn't put up, He's their offense. He is what decides. Are we that defensive stalwart team that kind of Brad Stevens has built them around, or can we go off and score over 105, 110 points a night? And I think that I think he's going to fail. I mean, I'm excited for Jaylen Brown. I think he's going to grow a lot this year, but I don't got him. I got the Pistons going there. I got the Hawks over the Raptors because I disrespect the Raptors a lot, and I got the Pacers over the Knicks. And that one is the we've got two veteran savvy teams. And that is the one where I'm afraid
and you
of an
like
upset.
Both of them.
I like them both,
and
but
you're like,
Paul
I
George
wanna pick both
is better
of them.
Than Carmelo Anthony, and that's the deciding. It's at the top of the thing. It's Paul George, Carmelo Anthony. I got Paul George being the better player,
and then this is where Dave.
But
thought,
I think
or,
that the this oh, is I want to flip it on the air.
this is where Dave thought. Man, could I put the Knicks at 6, Hawks at 7, so that I can have the Pacers and
I
the
didn't
Knicks
plan
move
ahead.
On?
I went pure. This is my 1-8, and I'm not going to try to mastermind things together for you here. I'm not scheming. All right, round two in the West, easy peasy. Warriors over the Rockets, Thunder over the Spurs. No questions there because it's already happened before. Round two in the East, Cavs over the Pistons. Another phenomenal series,
Pacers.
But they're going to lose.
Do the Pistons win a game?
Pacers.
You said Cavs over Pistons. Cavs
I did.
Over Pacers.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Wait. What?
I'm looking at the wrong.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You're looking at mine. He's looking at mine.
You're sneaking a peek at the future.
But do the Pistons win a game this year? Do they win
one? Oh, they're
one?
Going to.
Okay.
They're going to. They
so,
will make
so
a series
a
out of this.
Sweep? Okay.
There will be a series
okay.
at round
two. That was my question. Sean's like, I was looking at the wrong one.
Sean, all innocent over there.
Bad host.
And then I got the Pacers over the Hawks, or the Knicks over the Hawks. I haven't quite decided that yet, so don't hate me. The Atlanta Falcons.
That's actually really good.
All right. And then for round three, you'll have to wait.
You can give the finals.
Just don't give us a winner.
Don't
of
give
the
who
finals.
Wins the final.
All right, all right. Then we got the Warriors over the Thunder. I think it's going to be an all-out brawl.
Sorry,
out,
Russ.
And I think the fuckboy's going to kick another man in the nuts. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're hating on me, but I hate on Draymond because he's a scumbag. And then I got the Cavs over the Pacers Knicks. The Knicksers?
The Knicksers.
The Knicksers.
The Knicksers. Again, it's LeBron James is too much to handle.
Yeah.
The team has so many offensive weapons, and I think this year is going to be a fantastic year for like K-Love. I think he's really going to shine. So I got this deeper Cavs team pulling it off in the East.
So Dave's got Cavs Warriors 3, and we
what
will get to the finals prediction soon. But Ricky, take us through your playoffs.
I'm going
to
start in the West just like Dave did, and Wolves fans, I love you guys. Well, it's left to right, so we'll start from the left. The Warriors over the Wolves. You might get one game. You probably won't. It'll be a sweep. Spurs-Grizzlies. This is not going to be like a series of the past where the Grizzlies pull off an upset. Mm-hmm. Spurs are going to move on. The Clippers and the Rockets. And this was a series where I was like, I was thinking to myself, one of these lower teams, so Blazers through T-Wolves in my rankings, have to upset, will upset. And I'm like, are the Rockets that team? No, I went with the Clippers. However, Blazers Thunder, I'm going bold here. I'm going with the Blazers over the Thunder. I think that the Thunder, Russ uses all of his mojo in the regular season that by the time he gets to this playoff round, Dame and CJ kind of take over and they lose that one. If I go over to the East, Cavs, Bulls, I hope we win one game against them. And we don't get swept.
All the driving through the lane.
All the driving through the lane. We got
to
kick out at some point.
We're going to need some new wood in the floor because those paint, like that's going to be
know,
just
I know. Gone. I know. And then the Raptors, Hawks. Raptors over the Hawks. Celtics, Hornets. I mean, you got to go with the Celtics. Pacers, Pistons. This will be the best series. I will go with the Pacers, though, mm-hmm. over the Pistons. No shock, 1-4. Then going second round back over to the West. Warriors, Blazers. It happened last year. Nothing changes. Warriors with the win. Then I've got a shocker. Spurs, Clippers. Clippers with the win going on to the Western Conference Finals.
Wow.
For the LA Clippers. Then in
bold
the second round
there.
In the East, Cavs. Cavs, Pacers. This was a series where I wanted to. I picked the Cavs, but I wanted to say Pacers over the Cavs. I think this will be the Cavs' toughest test in the Eastern Conference. Then I got the Celtics over the Raptors. Then in the Western Conference Finals, Warriors over Clippers, not a chance. I'm sorry, LA, you're there again. You're like, oh, you're there. Oh, we're finally there. Oh, okay, we lost to the Warriors. And then the Celtics, you're good. I think you'll get there because of the road you have. But we're going for the rematch, the final third chapter, Warriors-Cavs.
And Ricky, no surprise, Warriors, Cavs, and we're going mm-hmm. for the trilogy fight here. We're going for the trilogy fight. We'll see what happens.
It's kind of like how we want McGregor Diaz 3, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Look at him trying to be a fan right? over there.
He's trying. He's trying his best. I appreciate
that's,
it.
That's the only one I pay attention
I appreciate
to. Let's be
yes.
honest, McGregor
yes.
and Diaz.
Yeah, we'll see.
Or
if we
Ronda Rousey.
You could just say it's Luke Skywalker versus Darth Vader.
Yeah,
you could just say that.
Pretty much.
It's pretty much that. And let's go. These guys trying to act like they're bold. They're not bold. Come on. Come on. Oh, I'm gonna pick the Clippers over the Spurs. Quit pussyfooting around here.
Dang.
Warriors.
That's kind of bold.
No, it's not. Warriors beat the Jazz. I think it's gonna be a point
the
differential.
Jazz.
Really? Yeah, Warriors beat. Yeah, the Jazz is my eighth seed.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's bold. That's how you're talking shit on us about bold choices.
I'm getting to
Warriors
it.
Over the Jazz.
I'm getting to it.
I like a little warm glass of milk and some white bread while you're at it.
Okay, Jim Harbaugh.
Warriors over the Jazz. I will say
shocker.
I will say a point differential of what, like 200 in this series. Then here's where we get shocking here. T-Wolves over the Spurs.
Okay, you're out your damn mind.
How? Okay. How am I out of my
the
damn
Spurs
mind?
The Spurs are a well-oiled machine.
They are a well-oiled machine that does not look like they have the killer instinct
that they used
to. How
many injuries do you
to.
Think the Spurs are going to have? Because that's the only reason they lost to the Grizzlies that one year.
Yeah, but look at them last year. Why couldn't they get past... I forget who they
the
lost.
The Thunder?
They couldn't get through. All right, they couldn't get past the Thunder.
Because they put out one of the most dynamic lineups in the NBA.
Fuck it. T-Wolves over the Spurs.
Sticking by. I can't wait for the comments for these ones.
Let's talk about it. I think that Karl Anthony Towns is going to have a coming out party against LaMarcus Aldridge. Who's going to stop him down low? Who? You think LaMarcus Aldridge can stop Karl Anthony Towns? The boy is stupid good.
Paul Gasol.
You think so?
I mean,
you think Paul Gasol, can play defense on Karl-Anthony Towns?
Gasol statistically is a fantastic defender.
But can he play defense on Karl-Anthony Towns?
Or he actually probably could, because think about Paul's length. He can get it on the outside as an outside the player speed. Himself. Oh, the speed, he's fucked.
The speed.
But he will have assistance.
Oh, the speed, he's fucked.
But he will have assistance from LaMarcus, okay, from Kawhi.
This is like saying, you know, you got like a 2005 Toyota in Paul Gasol, which, yeah, it runs well. It's a good oil machine. Then you got the new Toyota. You got the nice one. You got the upgraded one with the leather seats and the TVs in the back. You got Karl-Anthony Towns here. Maybe we should be talking Kia because they are a sponsor of the NBA. But.
The only thing that this series that's going to be interesting is you've got
a team that's been
there before versus a young team that hasn't been there yet.
But they got the coach. They got the coach that has been there.
Yeah, but you can have the coach, but sometimes it's the players
in
the playoffs.
I also think they might make a midseason trade for a veteran that might help them a little bit.
That would throw a monkey wrench in things,
for sure. I think
we're going teams as now. That's what I thought we were doing.
We are, but also we got to predict the season. So I think that's something that's going to happen.
I
will take the T-Wolves over the Spurs. I'm going bold. Oh, the Clippers are going to beat the Spurs. That's bold.
If that's the case, the Bulls are just going to trade for everyone.
That's bold. Thunder beat the Clippers. I'm not high on the Clippers, like you guys know. I think that Russ's revenge is going to be too strong. I think that the Thunder take that one in a 7-game series. I do think the Clippers will make it interesting, but I think the Thunder will take that one. And the Rockets beat the Blazers. James Harden, the machine, will beat CJ and Dame, the duo there. Let's move over to the East then. Cavs destroy the Knicks. I put destroy because LeBron James is going to make Carmelo his bitch.
D-Rose ain't going to get one game?
I don't know.
Wait, that's right. He's not going to be playing that game.
We'll see, guys. We'll see.
Cavs destroy the Knicks. I got the Celtics beating the Hornets. Celtics, well-oiled machine. Great team all around. Good coaching. Similar teams to the fact that they don't have like that big star that sticks out to you, but they have a lot of depth. But I think that the Celtics just have better depth.
Kemba, Isaiah.
No, I'll Jaylen.
Take
Kemba.
I'll take Kemba. I would too.
I'll take Kemba. But
no, Jaylen.
Al Horford. I'll take Celtics over the Hornets. Right. Pistons over the Hawks. High on the Pistons. Not that high on the Hawks. I think that Andre Drummond will be basically his what he's looking in the mirror at is Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard's your future. Be afraid.
I'll take the younger one.
His shoulders are so big.
Andre Drummond. you should just Google it over Dwight Howard. I'll take the Pistons though, and then I got the Pacers beating the Raptors. I think again the Raptors are overrated. I'll take PG-13 and the newly formed Pacers, and then we'll go to the round two of the Western Conference. Warriors beat the Rockets. I think that maybe James Harden gets a game if you know people just take the day off. I think Warriors over the Rockets. I don't have to talk about that one that much. Thunder beat the T-Wolves. I think that Russ is just gonna be too good. I think that the magic runs out and the T-Wolves lose there. I'll take the Thunder in round two. Let's go to the round two of the East. Cavs beat the Pacers in seven. I think it's gonna be a hard fought game. I think you said that the Pacers would be the hardest test that the Cavs will face. I agree with you there. I will take the Cavs in seven. Obviously, outside of the finals,
yeah.
I think that's gonna be the hardest test they have. And then the Pistons beat the Cavs. Pistons beat the Celtics in five. I think that the Pistons will just be too good and too fast.
Pistons are gonna beat the Cavs. Is that another little flub that you're letting us into the future?
No, Pistons beat the Celtics in five.
Go bold, damn
it. I did. I said Pistons beat the Celtics in five.
We're going bold here.
That's not bold for me. That's not bold for me because I think the Celtics are our worst team.
All right. Anyways, round three, Warriors beat the Thunder. I think that KD.
This is the matchup.
Gonna look at Russ and be like, sorry.
This is the matchup that everybody wants to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta give people what they want.
Yeah.
And guess what? I didn't do that because I had the Clippers win.
Yeah, so I'll take the Warriors. Round three, I think the Cavs beat the Pistons in six. I will take that the Pistons take two games from the Cavs, kind of like the Raptors did last year. I just don't think that the Pistons will be enough. And then, obviously, I have the Cavs and Warriors in the trilogy fight.
Shocker, we all got Cavs-Warriors.
But now, here's where the fun part happens.
Before we get into this, speaking of when you said, like, KD saying, I'm sorry, did you see that stupid play where it was like, Curry to KD. KD's falling backwards and just like passes it like, here you go, Clay.
Half of it's stupid. It's just like half falling over, oh no, it's a turnover.
Yeah,
here's KD, here's Superman, and then here's like, you know, Hawkeye and Steph Curry standing back from like half court, like on one leg, like blindfolded.
Steph Curry's dropping like, you know, like 26 at halftime.
It's
ridiculous. You know?
I watched that play and I'm watching like Durant fall backwards. I'm thinking any other team, that's a turnover.
Yep.
Any other team, but he's
a player.
He just kind of like half.
But these are like three of the best 15 players in the NBA. I mean, it's
three
just,
of the best.
It was
15. I think
it was
like,
great.
You have
Clay,
two of the best three.
Yeah,
and then you have four of the best 20.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Draymond's not too far behind.
You're right. So, but he's a fuckboy, so it doesn't matter.
True.
You want to know why Dave's calling him that so much?
Because you hate that
word.
Because
the man kicks people in the nuts.
What did you say in our Patreon podcast when we tried Tinder? What's Dave?
Not a fuckboy.
Fuck boy.
I am not.
Yes. Anyways, let's get to the finals because that's what people care about. That's why we brought in so many fans because me and you fought every game.
Oh, we got heated.
I loved it.
We're going to do that.
That headset throw.
We got heated.
Well,
it was too hot for YouTube.
We lost that blooper, too. Yeah. We lost the blooper since
that was actually
crash.
One where it was like, we got heated and then down to earth. And I remember the one comment. Yeah, they fought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did. Yeah. That was
that hard reset button.
That was a hellacious time in MVP.
I can't wait for that.
Ricky's
I'm going to jump in this year and just try to poke a little bit here and there and see who I can get to flip over the edge first.
You don't need to.
But it's like dumping a gallon of hot sauce on top of it.
Ricky's blood pressure is going to be higher than it already is. But Dave, since you are the neutral
sad
here,
but true.
Since you're the neutral here, who you got?
I'm just reasonable, you know? It's Cavs in three. Yeah, I know it's a best of seven.
Because they're only going to show up three games and the Warriors are going to win the rest of the four. It's okay. I got you.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
He got you there.
But are all the Warriors going to be there?
Yeah, all.
None of them are going to be suspended?
No.
No stupid mistakes this time? No kicks in the balls?
No
fights over the field?
We got KD this time.
We.
He's on the Warriors. Didn't you guys know that?
Yeah, we.
Ricky Widmer, number 15 on that roster slot.
How many games do you actually think it's going to go?
It's going to go seven.
Seven?
This shit's going to be a brawl. So I love it.
Dave's got Cavs in seven. Ricky?
I've got Warriors in six or seven.
No.
Give an answer. Six.
Warriors and six.
You said Warriors and six last year. I said Cavs and seven last year.
Warriors and
I'm
six.
I'm saying it again. Repeat. Cavs repeating. They're going to do exactly what they did last year. We're going to have some fun. I was going to bring the LeBron shirt, too.
Like, go ahead. You can wear that trash.
It was in my. I was like, it's wrinkled. So I don't want to wear it.
But, I wore it once, and I'm like, here you go, Sean. You can have it.
It's very comfortable. It smells like winners. This is going to be a fun season.
I would have wore the Draymond shirt if that's the one we had to buy.
And all seriousness here, this is going to be a fun season. We got the full season covered by the Fast Break. This is the first time it's ever happened.
I know.
The first time from start to finish that it's going to happen. I'm super excited about it. One thing that I do want to get is a Warrior going to win the MVP?
The season MVP. No, because it'll probably be Russ or Harden. And then LeBron will get salty that he didn't win.
Because that's been a big talk about.
James Harden's not the best player in the NBA, and LeBron will get all salty.
The only way someone on the Warriors will win it is because of the argument that, like, if you put them, you know, like their per 48 numbers or whatever together, they'd be astronomical. Like, I could see, honestly, I could see a couple of them putting up like 40 points per 48 or something like that. Like, it's just going to be stupid numbers because, look, you have the best shooting in the NBA, like, period. There's just no discussion there. So the problem is they're only going to play like 20 minutes a night.
This season for the Warriors, though, is going to be better than it was last year success-wise. I'm not saying win total-wise. They're not going to have pressure about us talking about the streak. No one's going to be comparing them to the 90s
Do you not
Bulls.
Think there's going to be another streak discussion? Because I think they're going to go for the record again.
You think so?
It's going to be one of those things where
they might take breaks.
We may talk about it. We may. But with them, they've already been through, you know, it doesn't
They could take
it
breaks
fucking
and
matter.
And they'd be fine.
Exactly.
Like, literally. Oh, let's have KD and Steph off
KD
tonight.
KD takes off a week. Steph takes off a week. Like, Clay takes off a week. Draymond takes off a week. Steph and Draymond take off a week. Clay and Draymond take off a week.
You could do that the whole season. They'd still be a 55-win team.
Exactly. It's stupid how good they are.
It's outrageous.
I got two more tailored questions before we wrap this up. Dave, what is Joel Embiid's point per game by the end of the season, and will he play over 70 games?
Oh, man. You should ask his minutes per game, too. I think Embiid's going to probably be throwing down about, like, he's going to go probably like 10-8-2. Yeah, I think that's his split this season.
How many games he play?
He's probably going to play.
Is he getting over the 70 mark?
Let's go 65.
65.
Let's go 65.
Ricky, how many wins are the Bulls ending up with?
Oh, we're going to have 41-41.
41-41.
Clean 500 for that 8 seed.
All right. And that's going to wrap up this episode of the Fast Break Podcast. Thank you so much for watching.
There's
listening.
A video camera in
there
here.
There is.
You waved to it earlier.
Thank you so much for watching. If you are on YouTube, do not forget to like. Do not forget to subscribe. Don't forget to check out patreon.com/mostvaluablepodcast. If you want to see more video podcasts, that's where you're going to help us and support support us there so we can bring that to you weekly. Also, if you're listening on blogtalkradio.com/mostvaluablepodcast, thank you so much for checking us out there. We really appreciate it. We're trying to grow Blog Talk Radio, our audience there. So if you're listening, thank you so much. Don't forget to share this if you guys like this, and tell your friends, like, hey, look at this idiot. He's got the Timberwolves winning in round one. So anyways, that is going to wrap up this episode of the Fast Break Podcast. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter @MostValuablePod for more great podcasts.